Phil Carman is never at a loss for ideas. They come to him at all hours. So he keeps a sketchbook with him during the day and a pad of paper on his nightstand.
Ideas come to me right that time, right before I fall asleep, you know, so I have to write them down and hopefully I can read them in the morning. More often than not, I can't.
He turns the ideas that he can remember into paintings and drawings. And in Carman's latest show, his imagination is on full display. Take his painting, Snake Eyes.
Girl's face in the middle of this just pile of snake coils. There's no head or tail.
A tiny monocle dangles from a fine thread in front of her eye. This piece, like much of Carman's work, is meticulous in detail. But he says the process is anything but.
And some of these don't start with a drawing at all. They don't even start with an idea. Some of these little things here that I've done were just brain farts. They just happen.
Like this postcard-sized painting on copper. It's a side profile of a woman, pale-faced, her hair with bluebirds tucked in is whipped back in the wind. One of the birds appears to have flown into a window, because all you see are a few floating blue feathers.
There's something about the narratives in them that I just find really appealing.
This is Jane Brumfield. She owns Brumfield's Gallery in Boise's historic Hyde Park. That's where Carman's work currently hangs.
And I think it's because they're so ambiguous that it just lets you look and decide where you want to take the meaning of the work.
Sometimes when I'm painting them, I'll build a story in my head, and the story develops as I go. Sometimes that won't happen until the end.
Those stories take you on adventures through strange science fiction-like worlds where you meet creatures that are part human, part machine. Some of Carman's work, though, is more mainstream, like his recent painting of an elderly woman walking away from a flock of red birds. The birds, though, are on fire. Others are more like cartoons, Batman with one ear up and the other down.
I play in the fantasy sci-fi world a little bit. I play in the mainstream world a little bit. And I don't have a real home, but I play in lots of little playgrounds.
Carman started to sketch when he was a kid, growing up in California. He grew up playing in a band and singing in his LDS church choir. Carman says he kept going with his music and art when most high school graduates were starting to think about college and getting, say, a business degree.
I didn't want a job. You know, I wanted to, you know, have a life.
It was the Allman Brothers, the Eat a Peach album, that triggered something for Carman.
If you open up the album, there's an illustration that fills the inside of it. And my friend and I, we would look at that thing for hours. And I would copy things, you know. And so that started, it sort of pricked something in my head, you know, that people do this kind of a thing.
Carman learned to paint and hone his illustration skills at Brigham Young University. After he got his graduate degree, he showed his work in obscure galleries. He even worked at one of George Lucas's companies in California, drawing theme parks. Carman says he got a boost through exhibits designed around movies and themes like superheroes. Today, Jane Brumfield says Carman's reputation as a fine artist is growing nationally. But she says he's had the biggest impact on the local art scene and young artists. That's in part, she says, because he teaches at Boise State.
But also because he does always try and keep a representation of his work locally so that his students can see his work in exhibition.
Carman says it's important for his students to see their professor at work, to know that they, too, can make a career out of doing something that they love. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.